We will call the regular council meeting of April 11th, 2019 to order at 7 p.m. Would everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Janet R. Mica.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows. Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Here.
Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
At this point, given the absence of our council president, I would entertain a motion for Vice President pro tem.
Mr. President.
Mrs. Councilwoman?
I'd like to nominate Janet Mica to be our Vice President pro tem.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Pijmo and a second by Councilwoman Lenz. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Then it's unanimous. Councilwoman Mica will serve as Vice President pro tem for the evening. And as Vice President, I will serve as President pro tem to run the meeting. I would now also entertain a motion to excuse our Council President. Per our policy, she has spoken with the Council Clerk and informed her of the reason for her absence.
Move to excuse the absence.
We have a motion by Councilman Fiebig.
Second.
A second by Councilwoman Mica. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Our council president is excused for the evening. Before we get into any further business, our council president, Nancy Fellows, at the beginning of the year instituted an invocation, a moment of silence, a prayer at the beginning of each council meeting. And this evening, we're very honored to have Rabbi Elkanan Stern join us. He's currently a second-year law student at Cleveland Marshall College of Law at Cleveland State University, and I'm honored to call him my student. But previous to his legal studies, Rabbi Stern was a rabbinic fellow at the Torah Life Institute of Cleveland. He received both his BA and master's in Talmudic and theological education, as well as his rabbinic ordination from the Telshi Rabbinical College in Wycliffe, Ohio, our neighbors. He resides in Cleveland Heights with his wife, Naomi, and his three children. And I'd also add that he's the founding president of the Louis Brandeis Center, Cleveland Marshall chapter. So we're very blessed and honored to have Rabbi Stern with us this evening. And I would invite him to come forward and share an invocation with us before we begin with our business.
Thank you, Professor Pleshnik. And City Council. It's an honor for me to be here.
It is.
Maimonides, the great medieval Jewish philosopher and jurist, writes in his Code of Jewish Law that every day of our lives we should regard ourselves and the world as evenly poised between innocence and guilt. One good deed can tilt ourselves and the world to redemption. One bad deed can tilt ourselves and the world to destruction. There's never been a more democratic statement made, underscoring the potential of every human being to make or break the world. As you gather to address the needs of Willoughby Hills and to better the lives of your constituents, be mindful of the plight of the individual. The might of the majority must not overwhelm the rights of the minority. Every individual is precious. Every individual is created in the image of God, the Imago Dei. Let us now turn to seek divine guidance. Dear God, grant us the courage to face up to our problems, the flexibility to bend with life's blows, the resilience to bounce back with enthusiasm, and the faith with which to begin anew. Grant us good health, long life, a sense of fulfillment, the will to be generous. Help us to be content with our lot, but never permit us to be satisfied with ourselves. Inspire us to appreciate the preciousness of time. Bestow upon us the wisdom to understand that time and life are two sides of the same coin, and to waste the one is to destroy the other. Give us the capacity to view life from the perspective of eternity. Focus our attention on eternal values. Make us big enough to abhor pettiness, humble enough to loathe vanity and self-seeking. Enlarge our vista to see that true happiness comes from the goods that we share, not the riches that we hoard. Impress us with the spiritual power of silence. Guard our tongue from evil and our lips from speaking guile. Teach us, dear God, when not to be quiet. Make us vocal in speaking out against injustice wherever it rears its ugly head. Teach us to love our fellow man as we love ourselves, and to be critical of ourselves as we are critical of our fellow man. Keep us sensitive to the fact that only a person who is conscious of his own faults can fully appreciate other people's virtues. Help us learn that happiness, like love, cannot be found but must be created. That genuine satisfaction is the byproduct of meaningful living, enriched with sanctity of purpose. Inspire us with the awareness that people who live only for themselves soon find it hard to live with themselves. That he who shares his fellow man's burdens lightens the weight of his own problems. Teach us that self-criticism not only creates friends, it also influences people, especially oneself. Make us ever aware of the need for priorities, priorities of the spirit, so that the right shall precede the wrong, the good shall precede the expedient. Teach us to understand that all who seek justice and righteousness can find fulfillment under the broad umbrella of true democracy. Amen and thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Stern. With that, we will return to our regular schedule and the disposition of the journal. Do we have a motion with respect to the regular council meeting of March 28?
Mr. President.
Madam Councilwoman.
A motion to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of March 28, 2019.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Pijmeau and a second by Councilwoman Mica to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of March 28th. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Mica?
Yes.
Pijmeau?
Yes.
Lushnick?
Yes.
Hebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
The minutes of March 28th are adopted. I do want to share, this is the point of the meeting when we would go to our mayor's report, but Mayor Robert Wager is actually representing the city of Willoughby Hills at the YMCA's annual dinner and fundraiser, and given that we are very blessed to have the YMCA Dream House off of Maple Grove Road, we're glad that the mayor is able to represent us there, and he sends his regrets, but also, I'm sure, his congratulations for what will happen later this evening. That said, I do think with our mayor and council president absent, it's still important to have a bit of a report on behalf of the city, because we are incredibly blessed and fortunate to have the good news of Produce Packaging Incorporated coming to the old Sam's Club building, as reported by Cleveland.com and the News Herald. This is going to bring over 300 new jobs to the city of Willoughby Hills. It's the single biggest moment in economic development, at least in the last 20 years, filling our largest commercial building. And they're coming to Willoughby Hills because they want to expand. And they're hoping that within the coming years, they'll grow to 350 jobs. Who knows? Maybe more. So this is really an extraordinary moment for the city. And we need to build on that momentum and be grateful for the hard work that brought us there. As I said to the News Herald, it really was a team effort. And I do want to recall the enormous amount of work that Councilwoman Laura Pijmeau has put in to to working on the tax abatements for the city. This comes on the heel of bringing hospice of the Western Reserve to Chardon Road with their $4.2 million payroll. To now have the $10 million plus payroll of produce packaging here. I was very grateful to have a tax expert and a tax lawyer to work with in drafting those ordinances. It was also incredibly helpful to have Councilwoman Pijameau join me as Jobs Ohio visited Willoughby Hills along with the Lake County Port and Economic Development Authority to decide whether or not to support produce packaging's move. And I will say, you know, to follow off the rabbi's call for blessings, I felt very blessed when the coastal development director turned out to be none other than my former student, Peter Zahersky, and he proved to be a very strong advocate for us. And I also want to thank Mr. Zahersky and the Port Authority for stepping in to support Willoughby Hills and support Lake County, as they always do, because with their advocacy and help, we have made a huge difference for the west side of Willoughby Hills. And that's not even to say about Aldi coming to the Sears building, about the continued work on bringing a gym into the shops of Willoughby Hills, the impending opening of our police substation, which Council President Nancy Fellows and I negotiated with the new owner, J. Scott Scheel. We're told by the mayor that that will probably happen in May, so we're very excited for that as well. I think that'll add a lot of safety and reassurance to the plaza, as well as encourage still more business. But going back to produce packaging, this is a 24-hour employer. They are going to have three shifts. There will always be people in the plaza who not only pay taxes themselves, but are going to be in the market for lunch and dinner and breakfast and are going to be present. And so I think this is a great moment for our city and something for us to be very thankful for and excited about. And I just wanted to share that before we move forward. I know that the mayor would want to share it, and we're grateful, too, for his hard work, for the engineer's hard work in making this possible.
Mr. President.
Mr. Fiebig.
And I share sentiment as well. This all started with a phone call from a resident to me. A resident who had a friend who was a consultant, and this just goes to show the power of communication. A resident had his ears open, he listened, and he said, well, I know Councilman Fiebig up there, and I immediately called their consultant, and we set up a meeting September 11th, and the mayor and I and their four people met, and we had subsequent meetings, we had subsequent phone calls, and that got the ball rolling. So it really is the power of communication. It's the power of working together as a community that we made all that happen. Everybody had a hand in it. I think that was great. I think that it shows that when we work together, I think great things can happen for Willoughby Hills. So I believe the property transferred. So the real estate has actually transferred. I know there was quite a bit of work that we did on the Planning and Zoning Commission, so I want to recognize the efforts of our volunteer Planning and Zoning Board. You know, those people work without pay, like some of the council members here and the mayor and the administration work with pay. These people dedicate their time to review these plans week after week. They meet twice a month, just like council does. So I want to recognize the people on the Planning and Zoning and the Architectural Review Board as well. The folks there do quite a bit of work. Frank Sahula as well. I know that you had some input on this too. So again, a team effort. Congratulations. We definitely welcome them. We're looking forward to the ribbon cutting, which I'm sure will happen sometime in June, maybe July. I'm hearing that they needed to be out of their existing place by August. So we're definitely looking forward to that and many other great developments here in the city. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Fiebig. Any other questions before we move on to our law director's report? Hearing none, Mr. Law Director, Mr. O'Leary.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just had a couple of quick things. The last several weeks I've been working on several different contractual issues, interpretations of contracts, disputes that have arisen related to the city, one involving a cell phone lease, as well as some other things. And as they get resolved, I'll have more to share with council. But the other thing I wanted to share was that prior to coming here this evening, I had the honor of attending the middle school showcase at Cornerstone Christian Academy just up the street, which 56 fifth and sixth graders participated in a showcase of their work at Speech Meet, Spelling Bee, Math Olympics, Sports Drama, and Science Fair. Some great kids and a great school, and It's actually still going on until 8:30, so if we finish early enough, you want to sneak on down, you can see. They had some great science projects, some hypotheses that I was a little surprised at, and they were really fun to look at. So that's what I have for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Any questions for our law director this evening?
I have one.
Mr. Phoebe?
Has there been any discussion regarding union negotiation, Mr. O'Leary?
There has not at this point.
Thank you.
Any other questions for our law director? Hearing none, our finance director's report.
I have nothing new to report tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Berkachek. Any questions for our finance director this evening?
I have one. Frank, how are things going with the audit? Are they in and are they working already?
Yeah, the auditors are here. They're working. They're getting to a point where they're going to stop for a couple of weeks. They'll be here through Monday, and they're going to stop for a couple of weeks and then come back. How it's going?
Okay.
We'll know at the end.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. We've been able to give them every record that they've requested.
This is the first time in a while we've done a 2-year audit.
We've been on a 2-year audit cycle for a while.
It has been. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is 17 and 18.
I believe. We started the 2-year audit cycle in 2012.
Okay.
When I first started, when the city was inaudible, we were on an annual audit cycle. And then at the request of the state for the convenience of their scheduling, we moved to the biannual audit cycle.
I would just add.
Sorry, as you said, the years under audit right now are 2017 and 2018.
The upcoming event here, April 15th, Tax Day. Any concerns or any issues that maybe you have with Rita or with income tax collections?
I haven't heard of any problems with Rita. Things seem to be going. They're just where Rita would expect them to be.
If I could just follow on, we actually save money as a city by having a biennial audit every 2 years as opposed to doing it on an annualized basis, which is one of the reasons why the city, given its previous records, was allowed to do it. We took the opportunity to save the taxpayers' money. And I did see the auditors hard at work downstairs in the basement next to council office earlier today, so they are on campus, as it were. Any other questions for our finance director this evening?
Mr. President and Finance Director, I'm assuming we filed our city budget on time. We passed it at our last meeting, and we had a few days to file it. And so
yes,
it was confirming that we filed our budget on time.
Yeah, it was filed with the Budget Commission. As a matter of fact, you must be prophetic because I received the certification today.
Great.
Excellent. Then on to our city engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Mr. President. We had a pre-construction meeting today with Neroni Construction regarding the Dodd Bank Stabilization Project. They anticipate 2 months of construction, and we have an ultimate completion date of July 31st. We're waiting for the final permit from EPA before we can start, but that should be no problem in getting that 2 months in and still being done by July 31st. And at that time, for the public, the road will be closed for those 2 months at least. And that's Dodd Road. And then there are 3 pieces of legislation that I would support on tonight's agenda. One is 2019-26 for the engineering of this year's road program. And I would encourage you to waive the 3-reading rule. And there is an emergency clause on that, so we can get started right away. Ordinance 2019-27 is to award the contract for the pavement marking project to JD Striping. There is no sense of urgency on that. Mark Rubis in the service department is making some road repairs, so we don't want to start the pavement markings until he's done. So there's some time on that one. And the last one is Ordinance 2019-28. This is for a sewer rehabilitation project that we'd like to do. This would be to grout and reline sewers that may be experiencing infiltration. And I would encourage you to waive the 3 readings, and there's also an emergency clause on that one. And that completes my report.
Thank you, Mr. DeFranco. One question on my part first. I got a call from a resident earlier today as I was preparing for the council meeting, and he was hoping for an update on the home on Maple Grove Road that was initially demolished without a permit. Where are they at? Have they pulled permits with the city? He informed me there's a septic tank that's not buried standing out on the property, that they did some foundation work, and he just wanted to make sure. And obviously, we all want to make sure that we're appropriately monitoring the project and making sure it's all going according to code.
Yes. Actually, the contractor or the builder pulled his zoning permit today from the city, so that should be starting construction soon.
Okay. So all the work is permitted at this point?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions for our city engineer this evening?
Yeah, Mr. President, I just want to note that Dodd Road will be closed past Milan if you're coming from Chardon Road and before the bridge.
Correct.
Going towards Eagle Road. So it'll just be in that southern part of the road. So it just won't be open to through traffic.
Correct.
And then so the stabilization project should be done July 31st. Then we'll be moving on to the next phase, which will be paving the road.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people who live on Dodd Road or travel Dodd Road are going to have some issues for a lot of months here.
Yeah.
But for a good cause. So I think the end result will be well worth it. So thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Fiebig?
Mr. DeFranco, that we have two other projects going on that affect traffic flow, and Rogers is one of them. So that project is still ongoing. That Lake County is replacing the water line, and that's from the bottom of the hill up to the top of the hill on Rogers. Everything's going okay on that right now, I assume?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. The other is River Road. Now, it's in Willoughby, but it does affect, the entry, ingress and egress to Willoughby Hills, and it's from Gully Brook to Ridge Road. Mm-hmm. Now, Gully Brook Park is still open. You can still approach and enter the park from the south, but that's a City of Willoughby project, so that I believe, was that another 30 days till the end of April, or it pushed back a week because they had some problems, isn't that right?
Correct. Yeah, it was pushed back, and I think it's a month long.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions for our city engineer? Hearing none, it's time for us to move on to council committees. Would any committee chairs like to give a report? Mr. Fiebig?
Mr. President, we had discussed at our last meeting the possibility of holding a service committee meeting to discuss the brush pile. That'd be a brush location across the street. However, since that announcement of last, 2 weeks ago, there's been some developments in here, so we did not hold a service meeting. I don't know that we need to at this point because administratively I think they've found a solution, whereas the brush pile will be open Thursday and Friday and Saturday. The area needed to be cleared out by our road superintendent and the crew. Pete, do you know of any activity on that, or can you update us at all on where they are with that?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Well, it'll be announced here shortly. I do expect that brush pile will be open. It'll be by permit only. Now, it's a free permit, but you will need to sign out that either on-site, online, or coming here to City Hall. And you'd be allowed to drop off just brush, not leaves or grass clippings. They can't accept that. So we will have at least the brush pile will be open to residents. I believe it'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Someone will be there to supervise, because that was one of the problems the EPA had. Did not want us dumping. People were, some residents, maybe some scoundrels, were just dumping anything there, and it was causing a lot of problems for the city and for the creek that runs right next to it. So we're looking forward to having that back open again as a service. Meanwhile, people can still use Green Vision, which is on 298th Street in Wycliffe. I'm sorry, 289th Street in Wycliffe. Although it's a bumpy road to get back there, it is free and open Monday through Friday. I believe it's about 8 to 4 p.m. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Fiebig. Any other council committee reports? I do want to note that we're very grateful to our street superintendent for his work on trying to reopen the brush pile. As the mayor shared with us at the past meeting, they're also considering the possibility of actually having brush pickup yard by yard that many cities do. So we'll continue to explore what's most convenient for residents, and we encourage you to share your thoughts on what would be the best solution. But while we would have to invest in a mobile chipper, it is something that we could do and that other cities like Kirtland do. So everything's on the table. It's all about serving residents the best way. Are there any council representative reports? I actually have one this evening. I am the Willoughby Hills representative to the Cuyahoga County Airport Noise Abatement Council, and we met earlier today at 10 a.m. for our quarterly meeting. And here's what happened. Complaints were down from last year. There were a total of 7 aircraft complaints to the Cuyahoga County Airport for the first quarter of this year, 3 of which were from Willoughby Hills. There were 4,356 aircraft operations, which was slightly up from 4,142 operations in the first quarter of last year. But overall, the airport is still relatively slow compared to where we were about a decade ago. We are still pushing to have a website for the Cuyahoga County Airport and the Noise Abatement Council that has the joint statement, that has the complaint procedures, that has updates easily available to residents. We've formally voted for that in the past. We continue to follow up with Cuyahoga County. Mayor Roach shared that Richmond Heights actually uses Cuyahoga County. They contract with them for their city website, and that they're told that the county is getting a new software and that they won't be able to do anything website related for a year in terms of a major update. So he warns that it could be a while, but I want to share that we're still pushing to have a website dedicated solely to the Cuyahoga County Airport and the Noise Abatement Council. Right now we just have a page that's rather hard to find and a little bit counterintuitive. It's there, but it's not as helpful as it could be, so we're hopeful we'll have a website in the future. With respect to the joint statement, which once again is the agreement between Cuyahoga County, Willoughby Hills, Richmond Heights, Highland Heights, the border cities, as well as all the airport tenants who use the airport. The updated version of the joint statement, which is essentially the same as the old, really just a reaffirmation, has been signed by all but 2 parties. We were told that Eaton Corporation and Five Star Aviation, 2 of the airport tenants, didn't want to sign until all of the construction was done at the airport, which led us to our construction update. Although most of the construction is done, there are still 3 things on the to-do list. First, the runway end identifier lights, or REELs, on the Richmond Heights side. Those have had some issues because the FAA's engineer came in and cut out some water drains along the airport runway, saying they were unnecessary. Well, all the electrical boxes filled with water. Turns out those drains were necessary, and the FAA's inspection gave us a big failure for the airport electrical boxes. So now they're putting the drains back in, and that will allow us to have lights on the Richmond Heights side of the airport, which is important for safety so that people see the lights as they're landing the planes. As residents, we certainly want the lights to be operating at the airport, and right now they aren't operating because they can't safely do so. Electricity and water don't mix. So thanks to the FAA on that one, but the airport is working to fix it. They're also working on the automated weather system, or AWAS, and I'm told that the automated weather system, which broadcasts weather updates to pilots in the tower, should be completed and approved by next Friday, so that'll be done soon. And the last major task is runway repainting. Just like we're restriping the roads in Willoughby Hills, the runway for the airport needs to be restriped, repainted. But Cuyahoga County Airport is so small that the contractors put them in as like an extra job, so when they get Hopkins or another big airport, they do us on the side. And so there's a little uncertainty as to when that will be done, but the airport manager, Robert Hartigan, shared that he thinks all of this should be collectively finished by the end of the year. In general discussion, Mayor Roach of Richmond Heights volunteered, and this is relevant not just to the airport but to all of us locally, particularly on the west side of Willoughby Hills, that Richmond Heights is going to be repaving Richmond Road, and that's going to happen in 2 phases. In about 2 weeks, the city is going to repave Richmond Road from the mall to Highland Road, and when that phase is complete, they're not exactly sure how long it'll take, the city is going to repave from Highland Road to their border with Euclid. It's not going to be a full full redo of the road. It's going to be a grind and repave, so it shouldn't take too long. They're hopeful the project will be done by the end of September, and they're not going to completely close the road. There's always going to be at least one lane open when possible, too. So the road won't close, but you can expect slower traffic when they start 2 weeks from now, at least through the end of September. But the road will be open, and no new weight limits will be imposed. All meetings of the Cuyahoga County Noise Abatement Council are open to the public, and our next meeting is scheduled for July 11th at 10 a.m. at the airport. We have a public portion. We have an opportunity for you to share your thoughts. And we're actually grateful that Cuyahoga County Councilwoman Sunny Simon, who represents the district, including the airport, and Republican State Central Committeeman John Popelka both came to the meeting. So that was nice to see some local elected officials keeping involved and informed with how the airport impacts our residents. But that's the airport report, and I stand open to any questions. Hearing none, one last, Mr. Fiebig.
Mr. President, the Planning and Zoning Commission and Architectural Review Board met on April 4th. Two houses were on the agenda for architectural review, one on Maple Grove and the other on Somme Center. Our residents, Scott and Jennifer Varro, are building a new house in the horse property that's there, and that'll be a welcome addition to the city, as well as the development on Maple Grove. Want to give a shout out, as I mentioned earlier, to the members that serve on that: Christopher Smith, Jonathan Irvine, Michael Klein, Jim Shannon serve along with Mayor Wager and myself on that commission. And the vice chairman, John Lillick's sister, passed away. I wanted to express our condolences to him and his family on the passing of his sister.
Thank you, Mr. Fiebig. Any questions on the planning and zoning report? I do have one question. We certainly love Lucky Horse Stables. That's the name of the Vero's establishment on Somme Center. Some lovely horses. I've visited them myself. But you did express some concern that our planning and zoning code hasn't been fully reviewed and updated for some time, and it is the responsibility of the Planning and Zoning Commission to work on the master plan for the city under the charter. Do you have any update on where you're all at with our master plan?
The last conversation I had with the board was to bring up that and to get an update from them. I was told that three chapters were reviewed and that they were waiting for the 2020 census before they continue.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. I will say our charter does set a timeline. It is late, and we've heard now from some residents who are impacted by that, so I would encourage you and your colleagues on planning and zoning, while we thank you, I'd encourage you to actively review now. I wouldn't wait for the 2020 census. I would follow the charter and get started. Thank you. With that,
Councilman Pletcher?
Mr. Hallam?
Yes. A couple of things. The minutes are not done yet for the Recreation Commission meeting that was held. However, I do want to point out a couple of things that may be interesting to the residents. They are looking at, and looks like is going to happen, putting in a couple of pickleball courts over at the tennis courts right behind City Hall here. That's coming up on its final stages of decision-making, I think. But they are also, if they do put those in, which it looks pretty good, they are also planning on having somebody come up and hold some classes for residents to learn how to play, to try and make it more popular, and so the residents can enjoy the pickleball courts.
Excellent. Any questions for Mr. Hallam on recreation? Going once, going twice. Then I will move on to our next item on the agenda. I will open public portion at 7:33 p.m. If you wish to address council, please approach the microphone, give your name and address for the record, and as always, be positive and respectful for the future of our city. So would anyone like to speak in public portion this evening?
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. Concerning the master plan, I've asked many times of the Planning Commission about the master plan, and I think they drag their feet on it, and it's news to me that they've gotten that far, because I don't know for sure, but is it in the charter to say anything that they're supposed to be public meetings? Because they have not met, you know, in front of a public body. So I would like to find that out, because as last I knew, Mr. Smith's firm was looking at it. I don't know if they still are, but it definitely needs to be done before 2020. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fulton. Anyone else for public portion this evening?
Ed McKenna, 2963 Lamplight Lane. The zip is 44094. I did not attend last council meetings. Last council meeting. I attended previous to that, and I inquired a public portion the cost of the back wages for the settlement and the cost of the legal cost for the settlement that was reached with the city. I listened to meeting last week on TV, and I heard the words, "We have heard Mr. McKenna speak how expensive these costs are and the salaries, dot, dot, dot." I did not say that. I did not say or refer to the expense, how expensive those costs were, okay? And I think an apology is in order for saying something I said that I did not say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McKenna. Anyone else for public portion this evening? Going once, going twice. Then we will close public portion at 7:36 p.m. And at this point, we open unfinished business. Any unfinished business this evening?
Mr. President?
Mr. Phoebe?
I'll address Mrs. Fulton, Ms. Fulton's concern that their meetings are held in public. They're the only meetings that are held are in public. I know that Christopher Smith was reviewing that personally, and I think his company was part of it. But let's ask him at the next meeting specifically, and then I'll bring it up to them again. But I worked extensively on the last two master plan updates, so I'm ready, willing, and able as soon as.
What do you mean by public?
Well, the architectural review meetings are all public meetings. As I said, what I found out was that he had been reviewing it. He had been, personally. So as far as a public review, I was not on the board prior to that. Chris Hallam might. Did you guys have discussions about it? Or
No. Mr. Smith, as I recall, offered to, at no charge to the city, have his folks review it initially.
That was my understanding as well. So we'll update it. We'll meeting next Thursday, and I'll put in a call to him and ask about, you know, let's review that in more detail and hold some meetings, you know, regarding that. I did have a question for Mr. McKenna. He said someone said something, and I don't know who he would be referring to. So if you could clear that up. I don't know who made that statement that you were asking for to clarify.
Thank you, Mr. Fiebig. With respect to that comment, I'll simply say you have, for the record, even tonight, referred to the back pay. Back pay is a cost of salary, and that is what I was referring to, I think, quite accurately. So with that said,
Mr. President,
Madam Councilwoman,
I just want to clarify with the master plan that our charter requires that it is presented, an update is presented to council every 5 years, and I'm curious when the last one was presented to council, the last update. Do we know when the last one was presented?
What I can share with you is that in the 5 years that I've been on council, running 5 years plus, we have not had a master plan presented. So I'm not sure when the last time was, but it has been more than 5 years. I have called for it, as Ms. Fulton has many times, and you know, the Planning and Zoning Commission is made up of one council representative, Mr. Fiebig, the mayor, and five volunteers, and we certainly thank them all for their service. But I do think that our master plan is critically important to economic development. Too many times we've had people make requests to change one plot of land from residential to commercial, and I don't think we should be doing spot zoning or making decisions in isolation. It's really important that we have a vision for the city, and I have my vision for the city, and I'm sure that everyone sitting at this dais has given a lot of careful thought to their own idea of a master plan, but this is a document that really needs to come from the whole city, and that responsibility originally lies with the Planning and Zoning Commission, because they do, as Mr. Fiebig shared, meet twice a month to consider zoning issues, and they're in the best place to give that first draft, that first bite at the apple. So we'd really appreciate it if we could finally get back on the schedule the charter sets, because I think this is really important, particularly to build off the momentum that we have with produce packaging coming to our city. I know it's hard work, and most of the members are volunteers, but I think we need all seven to hit the ground running, and then council, given that draft, needs to do its job, and the public needs to give its input so that we have a plan that puts our best foot forward as a city.
Councilman Fletchnik.
Mr. Howell.
I was talking to Karen Tursek a few weeks back from the Chamber of Commerce, and she said there was a someone who helped, I think it was Kirtland or Chesterland Chardon, somebody like that, with their master planning, and it went really well. And I recommended that she give a call to the mayor and share that contact information, because perhaps it might, we just need some help in, you know, she had a very, they had a very successful one, so maybe we can somehow utilize that person to help us get ours moving.
That might be a very good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Helm.
Sure.
Any other unfinished business?
Yes, I do recall that there's different agencies. For example, D.B. Hart was the one who did our initial, well, at least the one that I was very familiar with in 2008. And then it was reviewed by them at my urging, and I want to say it was 2000, it was like 5 years later, but I don't know the exact date. We'll have to get back to you on that. But I know there was a pretty good review of it. Very little was changed the second time around. But there was a thorough review that they did and that we paid for. So, you know, we can take that track. If council wants to expend the money for that, we can do that. What are the wishes of council? Do we want to expend some funds to bring in a company to do this? I'll bring this information back to the Planning and Zoning Committee at our next meeting next Thursday.
Actually, Mr. Fiebig, I believe the charter already gives the Planning and Zoning Commission the ability to expend funds to aid them in the planning and zoning review. You'd have to speak to the finance director about exactly how that would be implemented, but I think the charter explicitly gives them that ability.
They do. Then I can say we'll make the decision as a body, and you have council's full support in whatever decisions they would make.
And Mr. President, not to beat this to a bloody pulp. I'm sorry, everyone, we continue to talk about this. But the charter also does require that we do a complete review of the zoning code every 5 years as well. So if we're going to be doing the master plan, we also need to be reviewing the zoning code. And I know for a fact that there are several things that need to be addressed in our zoning code that aren't currently being addressed or that maybe we need to think about changing. So that also needs to be done.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
What I would ask for then, if there are a few thoughts, perhaps put them together in an email. And let's get the ball rolling that way. So if you had a few thoughts about some zoning changes, please email them to the committee, and that'll be another point where we can kick off in our next discussion next Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Well, I certainly think it's appropriate for any council member to weigh in who chooses to, but I do think that the charter has a certain wisdom to it in having the discussion start with the planning and zoning experts who deal with these issues every day. So I would never tell a council member or the mayor to not weigh in initially, but I do think that we really want to see the product of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and there should be a concerted effort, given that it is overdue, to turn something around and have a draft. And while we can always hire consultants and it's within your purview to do so, I do think that, you know, the organic thought needs to start now, even before someone is hired. Because I'm sure that there are many very valuable thoughts and suggestions from the volunteers who've been on planning and zoning for many years.
As I said, I just heard from one of the council members that she had some concerns and some thoughts, so I'm just inviting the opportunity to please share that with us. Not here, but perhaps an email would be a good forum for that. Enough said.
Thank you, Mr. Fiebig. Is there any more unfinished business this evening? Hearing none, we will move on to legislation. Ordinance number 2019-18 as amended. This is on third reading. Clerk, would you read the caption?
An ordinance confirming the appointment of and fixing the compensation for the position of chief of the fire department, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Pijmo.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-18.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman Pijmo and a second by Councilman Hallam. Any discussion on that motion?
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Pijmo.
We have Mr. Robert Gandy, who has been waiting for many, 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 many weeks now to be confirmed by this council. I think he will be a wonderful addition to our fire department and our city, and I am looking forward to hopefully welcoming him aboard.
Thank you, Councilwoman Pijmo. Any other discussion on the motion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pijmo.
Yes.
Pijnick.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
We have a new fire chief, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We would now invite our fire chief to be. He will be sworn in tomorrow to address the public of Willoughby Hills.
Mr. President, members of council, residents of Willoughby Hills, it is my sincere honor to be your fire chief and pleasure. I'm very excited about this. As it goes without saying that you already know that you have a great fire department, and my hope is to enhance it. I hope to exceed your every expectation. I hope to continually strive to provide the best customer service that a fire department can provide. I hope to provide for a safer city through prevention, planning, preparedness, and education. I will ensure that we have a well-trained fire department and that's provided with strong leadership. In addition, I'll be a strong worker as far as team player with city administration council to strive to continually help with the success of the city. And once again, we invite everyone, all the members of the city of Willoughby Hills to the fire station tomorrow at 7 p.m. Once again, thank you for the opportunity to be entrusted to lead the men and women of the Willoughby Hills Fire Department. It is an absolute honor. I'm poised with excitement, and thank you.
Thank you. Well, the remainder of the ordinances are not quite as exciting, but nonetheless, ordinance number 2019-26, which is on first reading. Clerk?
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of engineering fees associated with the 2019 street rehabilitation program, specifically for Trailered Drive, Mayfriars Drive, and Glengate Road, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. President.
Madam Councilwoman.
I'd like to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-26.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Pijmo and a second by Councilman Fiebig to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-26. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Mr. President, as our city engineer advised us, he would like us to get this rolling so that we can start working on getting bids to repave these roads that are in desperate need of repaving.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pijmo.
Yes.
Pijnick.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-26 has had the three reading rule waived.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Pijmo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-26.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Pijmo and a second by Councilman Hallam to adopt ordinance number 2019-26. Is there any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lushnick.
Yes.
Hefig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-26 has been adopted. Now for ordinance number 2019-27, also on first reading. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance accepting the bid of J.D. Striping and Services, Inc. for the 2019 Pavement Markings Program and declaring an emergency.
Do we have any
motions?
We'll
remain on first reading.
Yeah, he said it was in a hurry.
This will remain on first reading then. Ordinance number 2019-28. Clerk?
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of engineering fees associated with the 2019 sewer rehab project and declaring an emergency.
Mr. President.
Mr. Fiebig.
Move to waive three readings of ordinance 2019-28.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Fiebig and a second by Councilman Helm to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-28. Any discussion on that motion?
Mr. President.
Mr. Fiebig.
As we heard from our engineer's report, this is expediency that is required for the infiltration of groundwater into a sewer system. So it's urgent that we pass this quickly.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, clerk.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lushnick.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived on ordinance number 2019-28.
Mr. President.
Mr. Fiebig.
Move to adopt ordinance 2019-28.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Fiebig, a second by Councilman Helm to adopt ordinance number 2019-28. Is there any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lushnick.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Ordinance number 2019-28 has been adopted. Now for ordinance number 2019-29, also on first reading.
An ordinance repealing ordinance number 2019-21, in lieu thereof, enacting ordinance number 2019-29 to declare city vehicles and or equipment as surplus property and granting authorization to sell said vehicles and equipment on the open market upon such terms and at such prices as are deemed most advantageous to the city of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
Mr. President.
Mr. Fiebig.
Move to waive three readings of ordinance 2019-29.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Fiebig, a second by Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-29. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Pijmo.
This is the same ordinance that was related to a surplus tractor that we discussed at the last meeting, and there was a discrepancy between some of the emails and the memos related to the value of that tractor. And so this is just correcting the value of the tractor. The mayor had said he believed it was the $1,500 number, but it's really the $6,000 number. So we're just fixing this. We have to repass the ordinance. That's all.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the motion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lushnick.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
The three reading rule is waived on ordinance number 2019-29. Any other motions?
Mr. President.
Mr. Fiebig.
Move to adopt ordinance 2019-29.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Fiebig, a second by Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance number 2019-29. Is there any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lushnick.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Ordinance number 2019-29 has been adopted, and that is the end of our legislation. So on to new business. Does council have any new business to discuss? Going once, going twice. Then we will move on to for the good of the order and for the good of the community. Any discussion on those items?
Mr. President.
Mr. Fiebig.
I would just like to wish all happy Easter to all of our residents in the city, to all my colleagues.
As well as a blessed Palm Sunday. Any other discussion?
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Pijamo.
Our local elementary school had their annual fundraiser for the PTO called Purses for a Purpose, and there were over 500 people there. We raised somewhere in the ballpark of $30,000. It was a great event, great turnout, wonderful night, and all that money is going to go back to our kids. So it was great.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Mr. Helm.
Just, again, it's coming up. The extravaganza is coming up on April 13th, so please mark your calendars for that and register if you're going to go. Also, I believe that they have the coloring page for any of the kids that want to participate in that online, so you can get a jump start and perfect your coloring. I think it's for kids only, guys, so little kids. So please consider attending that. It's always a lot of fun, and it's a good chance to meet your neighbors and friends of the community. Thank you.
It's extraordinary. Any other discussion? Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn before I tell more egg-related jokes.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Fiebig. Do we have a second?
Second.
A second by Councilwoman Lenz. To adjourn, there is no discussion on that motion. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mica.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Leshnick.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Our regular council meeting is adjourned at 7:55 p.m. Thank you, Willoughby Hills.